Kia ora, ko Daniela Mawate Coxahoe. No Mikey te whare, welcome to the house. COVID-19 is dominating the news and minds of people across the world. The government is keeping busy containing existing cases and preparing for the long-term effects on the country's health and economic systems. The rest of the MPs are tasked with questioning the government's actions and holding it to account. A fair amount of Parliament's time has been spent on this, including a 1.5-hour debate on a ministerial statement in which the Minister of Finance, Grant Robertson, announced a $12.1 billion package to combat COVID-19.
We will fight the virus. We will cushion the blow for businesses and workers. We will position for recovery. We have been and we will be swift.
I don't know if they've made the right decisions through this crisis. But what I do know is that they've had to make critical, high-stakes decisions with limited information in a fluid
situation. As a coalition partner, New Zealand Persons United Witness Support, we acknowledge the Prime Minister's leadership and the work of ministers who have developed and delivered today's package.
But I say this shows your confused and your muddled priorities as Finance Minister.
This package is significant. $12.1 billion represents, as the Minister of Finance has said, the equivalent of roughly 3 budgets operational allowances.
And dominating most of the week's question times.
Does she still stand by her statement in the House yesterday that nobody displaying symptoms has been denied a COVID-19 test?
Is he confident in the government's ability to track those who are self-isolating for COVID-19?
What recent announcements has he made about the government's economic response to the impacts of the
global
COVID-19?
Is the Prime Minister aware that Norway currently has 1,200 confirmed cases of the virus?
How is the government supporting public health services in New Zealand to respond to COVID-19?
But there was other business that had to be dealt with, and last week Parliament worked on a number of bills unrelated to COVID-19. First up, the abortion legislation bill.
If this abortion bill is to go ahead, then we need to make sure that we protect our children.
The disinformation out there that all children with Down syndrome are going to be aborted is incorrect.
If we're about human rights, it applies to all, including the unborn child.
What we are talking about is the framework under which women will be allowed to make that decision and seek advice and seek support, and under which abortions will take place.
The abortion legislation bill will decriminalise abortion, better align the regulation of abortion services with other health services, and modernise the legal framework for abortion. All of Tuesday evening was taken up with debate on the bill's committee stage, where MPs look at a bill in detail to make sure it's worded correctly. It's also the last chance to make changes to the bill. The sound of a committee stage is very parliamentary.
The House is in committee on the abortion legislation bill. Members, when we were last considering this bill, we had concluded considering part one. We now come to consider part two. Members Jan Logie's SOP.
That carried on for a couple hours on Wednesday morning, which is unusual, and that the House doesn't normally sit until 2 p.m. But the Leader of the House, Chris Hipkins, asked for the sitting hours to be extended so it could work on more legislation.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the sitting of the House today be extended into tomorrow morning for the committee stage of the abortion legislation bill.
The committee stage of the abortion legislation bill was completed Wednesday morning, and a few other bills were worked on.
The Honourable Stuart Nash.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the taxation, KiwiSaver, student loans and remedial matters bill be read a third time. The main feature of the KiwiSaver proposals in this bill are: 1, a proposal to improve the speed that employer contributions are paid to scheme providers. 2, changes that ensure Inland Revenue pays interest on employer and employee contributions. 3, reducing the KiwiSaver provisional period and holding the period. 4, reducing the time frame for the transfer of members' information. And 5, removing the 3-month grace period for people Inland Revenue on the employee's income to help ensure employers are deducting members' contributions at the right rate. The bill also proposes that people with life-shortening conditions, such as, for example, Down syndrome, should be able to withdraw their KiwiSaver funds before the age of 65.
MPs then spent about half an hour debating how long a select committee should have to consider a bill and write a report.
The Honourable Willie Jackson.
Madam Speaker, I move that the Local Government Rating of Whenua Māori Amendment Bill be reported to the House by the 29th of June 2020.
and that the committee have authority to meet at any time.
This is an instruction to a select committee. Committees are smaller groups of MPs whose job it is to examine legislation and petitions, hear from the public, experts, officials and lobbyists, and conduct inquiries. They usually have about 6 months to look at a bill, but occasionally that time is reduced, which is what is being debated here. The National Party is against the shortened report back time.
With only 109 days, does that give due consideration to the matters being raised?
This is absolutely a topic that should be given the correct and standard amount of time to be analysed. So, Madam Speaker, we're very clear on this side of the House, it should not have a shortened time frame.
Now, the National believes that the six-month full Select Committee process is needed to hear all views and identify any issues.
But the government has the majority and the shortened time was agreed to. The next bill will also have a shorter report back time.
Electoral Registration of Sentenced Prisoners Amendment Bill, first reading.
Madam Speaker.
The Honourable Andrew Little.
This is about making sure that we better facilitate participation in the electoral system for people who have been sent to prison for a brief period of time. So this bill actually does two things. It means that those sentenced to a sentence of imprisonment for less than 3 years, so therefore those whose offending is at the lower end of the scale, and who at some point between one election and the next is going to get out of prison, that they have the right to choose the leaders of the country that they're going to be released as a free person into. And it does another thing too. It says for those who are on longer sentences in prison, that the Department of Corrections will facilitate their reinstatement on the roll.
A debate on a shortened report back time for this bill also took place, with the National Party again opposed. It made no difference, though, as the governing parties have the majority, and the Justice Committee will have to report back by June 2nd.
The ayes are 68, the noes are 51, the ayes have it. Unlock the doors.
Unlock the doors.
Abortion Legislation Bill, third reading.
A contentious issue which resulted in impassioned speeches in the House, the Abortion Legislation Bill passed its third and final reading last week. The speeches varied from expressions of thanks.
The Honourable Andrew Little.
Mr Speaker, getting the bill to this stage has been a major undertaking. And I appreciate the input of all members of the House, the many members of the public who have submitted, all of those who have expressed their view both for and against, including out on the steps of Parliament last week. These are very difficult issues.
To challenges to other MPs.
Alfred Naro for 5 minutes. When you go out to make the vote at the end of this reading, of the third reading, is your conscience clear? Have you ensured that both lives matter?
Answers to that challenge.
The Honourable Amy Eddy.
We are now behind so many countries in the world, a country that prides itself on being a world leader in women's rights and equality and fairness and justice. And we have now let ourselves fall behind. And so when speakers ask if my conscience will be clear tonight, my conscience will be absolutely clear. And in fact, I will feel proud to have done my bit to stand up for the women of New Zealand.
And some sharing personal stories.
Maya Lubick.
When I spoke about the fact that I was given the dignity and freedom to choose for myself whether to continue my unplanned and unwanted pregnancy or get an abortion, and there have been many, many women who wrote to me or even came up to me at events and meetings and told me about their story, and they still do. And many speak of the years and sometimes even a lifetime of carrying a burden of secrecy and shame.
But before the bill got to this point, some of the MPs tried to send it back a stage to have a particular part added in.
A point of order, Marama Davidson.
I move that the Abortion Legislation Bill recommitted for the purpose only of considering SOP number 485 in my name, which relates to safe areas.
The question is that the motion be agreed.
During the bill's first committee stage in the House, an amendment or SOP was agreed to, which removed the details from the bill of how a safe zone around a medical facility could be set up. There were a couple of options left for MPs who wanted to change this result, and one of them is asking the House to send the bill back a stage so it can look at a particular suggestion. That's what the Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson did. But other MPs weren't having it.
I'm willing to hear. David Seymour.
Mr Speaker, it does relate very precisely to what we've just heard. Speaker's ruling on page 120, number 4, says that the motion, a bill cannot be recommitted to insert a new clause if a clause, an SOP to the same effect has been ruled out by the Chair.
Fact of the matter is that the content is substantially the same as that which has already been considered by an existing supplementary order paper, that in the name of Mr Seymour himself, and it would be a contravention of Standing Order 140 in relation to the fact that a voice vote is carried to determine these
matters. Jane Logie.
My understanding, and not having it on hand with me right at the moment, is that 474 was the previous SOP in the name of Marama Davidson that was creating an alternative regime for safe areas, and that is not what this SOP does. So while that may have been ruled out of order, that this is substantively different.
The point of order made by most recently by Jan Logie. Jan Logie claimed that there is, she said, a difference in substance between SOP 485 and 474, and that may well be true. My reading of them, I can't see what difference she's referring to, and I reserve the right to contest.
The MPs are arguing about whether Marama Davidson should even be allowed to ask the House to consider sending the bill back. Here's the Speaker, Trevor Mallard, to clear it up.
My ruling is a very similar one, and that is that there is a difference between the House and the committee. The committee cannot make decisions which are inconsistent with each other, and that's the reason that chairs of the committee rule out matters that have been dealt with. The House, however, has the ability in the end to make a decision to ask the committee of the House to override a previous decision. That is of long standing, and it is important. It's an important precedent, and therefore the rule of consistency within a committee does not apply to the House when it comes to recommittal motion. So I'm now ruling out David Seymour's point of order.
The MPs voted against sending the bill back a stage, and it carried on through its third reading. It was treated as a conscience issue, which means MPs cast their votes individually instead of as a party bloc.
A personal vote is called for. There will be a personal vote. Ring the bells. The ayes will go to the right. The noes will go to the left. Abstentions will come to the table. The teller for the ayes will be...
After some time spent counting MPs walking through doors marked yes and no, the results were announced.
The ayes are 68, the noes are 51, the ayes have it. Unlock the doors.
Unlock the doors.
Abortion Legislation Bill, third reading.
The bill will come into force the day after it receives royal assent from the Governor-General. I te whakarongo koe ki te whare. He hōtaka e puaki nā tētahi pūtia āwhina nō mai I te pārimata. Mā te wā.